Hello. This is another episode of That's the Thing from the Radio Azim Premji University, where we take things that you think are Indian, but are they really? This is a podcast with three hosts, one thing aur dher sare kahaniya. I'm Jimmy and I have Kavya and Atharva with me. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, hello. What's up, guys?
And today, our hero, yeah, heroine, is the train.
Yes, perfect. Let's start right at the beginning. 16th century nalle, there used to be wooden tracks and horses used to pull the wagons on these tracks, which were used to transport coal and ore.
I think the next step would have been like a steam engine or like some engine of sorts, so that you don't have to use an animal, no cost to feeding, upkeep, things like that. You know, capitalism.
Oh, exactly. James Watt did the most of the work on the steam engine.
What?
I will ignore that trap that you are setting for me, that dad joke wala trap.
What trap?
What trap?
Okay. So after James Watt, we go to Britain.
कुछ चोरी किया होगा उन्होंने
अरे नहीं नहीं अभी नहीं इन 1804 द फर्स्ट फुल स्केल स्टीम लोकोमोटिव वाज क्रिएटेड बाय रिचर्ड ट्रेविथिक
ओके
एंड द अमेजिंग पार्ट ऑफ दिस वाज दैट इट रन ऑन आयरन रेल्स ओके सो इन 1825 द फर्स्ट पब्लिक रेलवे टू यूज स्टीम लोकोमोटिव्स स्टार्टेड और वो था रेलवे का शुरुआत
और इस रेलवे का नाम
स्टॉकटन एंड डार्लिंगटन रेलवे
सच अ क्यूट नेम
इट इज स्वीट
या
5 years baad, in 1830, the first intercity railway was launched. This was the Liverpool and Manchester Railway.
I feel like the railways are the only meaningful thing that Britishers have invented. Everything else, they have stolen. Like every country they colonized, they are like, ki haan, ye Britishers bahut kharab the, par thank God humko railways dekhe gaye.
Mike, I don't know how, but in every episode, we're doing some British beating.
Yeah, because we are talking about that era, no, where they were being thieves. What to do?
So they were not only thieves, they were also at the forefront of inventions, Atharva.
Jimmy, I knew that. I was making a joke. Okay. So the first train in India was in Madras in 1837. And it was for moving granite. Again, quarrying, mining.
Okay.
And they got the steam engine imported. And this line, it ran from Red Hills to Kavya,
you want to help him with that?
Yes, Chintadripet.
Chintadripet. From Red Hills to Chintadripet.
So, Kavya, you were in Chennai, yeah? For a very long time, IIT.
Yes, college la padikicha. I used to take the local train. It's fondly called Parakum Rail in Chennai, which means literally flying train. And it's
so
a light monorail. And Chintadripet is actually one of the stops on the line that I used to take.
Oh, okay.
Enak terive illa that it was so significant to the history of trains.
Okay, so... So what, this was all like transporting stone.
Yeah. Goods.
When did the passenger train happen?
Yes. So it took a while, but India's first passenger train ride was on April 16th.
I think that's why it's also annual Railways Day or
exactly.
something there.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So on April 16th, 1853, India's first passenger train ride was happening. Do you guys have guesses where it could be?
Delhi. Calcutta.
Metros, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Well,
So because we spoke about Chintadripet and that area, I would say Chennai then.
Unfortunately, no. Metros were the right direction to go. It was Bombay from what is Mumbai now to Thane. It was a 34-kilometer journey,
so cute.
And they pulled it with 3 steam locomotives that were called Sahib, Sindh, and Sultan.
So cool.
I know.
Are like Salman Khan movie titles.
The Yash Raj spy verse.
It had 14 carriages carrying 400 people.
Imagine being one of those first people on the first train in India. It would have been such a mind-blowing experience.
Yeah. But there was almost 100 years after that before what we understand as Indian railways happened.
That's right. In 1951, 42 alag railway companies the. Inko sab bulaya ek meeting ke liye. Bola baitho. Achha chalo. Haath milao. And let's make one big company.
It's pretty much like the different presidencies were gotten together to make India, right?
Something like that. And that's exactly how Indian Railways ka janam hua. By 1880, the network of railways in India was already over 14,500 kilometers. Whoa. And it connected the port cities of Bombay, Madras and Calcutta.
And look at it now. As of 2024, Indian Railways manages the fourth largest railway systems in the world.
When you say fourth largest, you mean By length of tracks?
Yes. It's called the route length.
Uh-huh, okay.
Oh. India is at 69,181 kilometers.
Okay.
And the three countries that have a longer route length than we do are US, China and Russia.
But they're also so much bigger
than us.
They're
so much bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also about employee size, no? It is the second largest employer in India and the ninth largest employer in the world, the railways. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so I said second largest employer in India. Which is the largest employer in India, any guesses?
Joblessness. No, standing around on the road looking at construction happening.
No, but maybe construction, right? Like infrastructure,
construction.
Public works, something like that?
No.
Okay.
Public works is somewhere related, but...
The work is for public, but not infrastructure.
Oh, so it's another saying. Government.
Yes.
Post office. Because, no.
Oh, post office is a good one.
Very good, but no, not post office.
What is it?
It's the defense ministry.
Really?
Yeah. Close to 30 lakh people.
So, defense ministry will include people employed in the army, navy.
Yes, army. All the armed forces.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
All the armed forces.
So, 30 lakh for the defense.
Yes.
The Indian Railways, though?
Approximately 12 lakh.
Super. And now, when Indian Railways was being set up, Shuruat mein they had the foresight of manufacturing in Perambur in Chennai.
That's in Madras for people who don't know.
Yes, correct. And on October 2nd, 1955, Jawaharlal Nehru inaugurated Integral Coach Factory, which is still the largest train coach manufacturing plant in the world. They make over 4,000 coaches a year now.
Superb. I can't think of train coaches without thinking of hot chai, parampari, and vada and biryani.
For that all, you have to thank IRCTC, which started in February 2000.
Oh.
But tell me, does anybody here know the full form of IRCTC?
So the IR is Indian Railways.
Wow, that's right. Amazing. The
correct.
C, one C is catering, I would imagine. Because
what
food.
Is, the other C is what? Comfort. QTs. Complex.
Okay. Which are you talking about the first C as catering or second C as catering?
I think the first C is catering.
Okay.
No, it could be something and catering. Also.
That is also true.
Yeah.
Chai, tea and catering.
Indian Railways Catering Tourism Corporation.
That's right. So it's, you just missed one and which is not there in the acronym also.
The T was tourism.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
So it is Indian Railways.
I was going to say transport and then I said, okay, not bad at all. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, wait, before we move on from this section, couple of cute things. Rajdhani trains, of course, are named because they take you from capital city to capital city.
I did not know
that.
I have never made that connection.
Yes, this is damn cool. Thank you, Kavya, for that.
The first Rajdhani train was from New Delhi to Howrah in Calcutta
okay.
in 1969.
Okay.
But what is the Shatabdi named after?
Shatab. Shatab's sister. Shatabdi.
Who is Shatab? What is Shatab?
So, he's the son of...
Oh, boy. I call this game, it was inaugurated on Jawaharlal Nehru's 100th birthday. So, Shatabdi, like his 100th.
Oh, Shatak, like
that.
Nice. Okay. Two new things in one paragraph, Kavya. I did not, amazing. Okay, so, train ke ab Hindustani connection mein itna kuch hai, there's so much alwa.
How do, ardha ghante kammi ansata hai.
So, let's enter that tunnel to see the desi Indian train story.
Achha, okay, main shuru karta hun.
Let's go.
Trains mein almost Australia ka population move hota hai. Har din. When I say trains, I mean Indian Railways mein.
Okay.
Almost, so 23 million passengers daily travel in the Indian Railways in India.
And this you're saying is the population of Australia approximately?
Yes. Yeah, thereabouts.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Kangaroos also included?
No, actually famously not included.
Okay. Chalo, quiz ho jaye. Which Indian train has no engine?
No train by itself has an engine. An engine is a separate part.
No. The train is always, it's thought of as the full unit. Otherwise, you're talking about compartments and coaches. Atharva, in your face.
That's true.
Okay, can we have a clue?
Think A.R. Rahman.
Chennai Express.
Okay, no. But Chen, A.R. Rahman, music, songs, patriotic song. Okay, it's the Vande
Mataram.
It's the Vande Bharat. Oh.
But that song is called Vande Mataram.
That's correct.
That's not a clue that's useful.
That's a red herring.
It's a bad clue. Okay.
Take a minute. You're saying the Vande Bharat doesn't have an engine?
Yes.
But how does it go?
Okay, so it has a concept called the EMU, the Electric Multiple Unit. It uses a distributed power system. So engines are integrated into each coach.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yes.
Also, no wonder it's the fastest train.
Yes, it's the fastest operational train. It runs at about 160 kilometers per hour. But on paper, the Tejas can run at 200 kilometers per hour.
Okay.
By the way, the Tejas is also the first privately operated train by IRCTC.
Okay, next question. India mein sabse lamba train route hai the Vivek Express. This is between Dibrugarh and Kanyakumari. Covers 4,200 kilometers, 74 hours, 57 stops.
Sawal puchna tha, Jimmy. Answer de diya tune.
Nahi, sawal hai, Atharva. It goes from Dibrugarh to Kanyakumari. Dibrugarh hai kaha?
India mein.
Well done. Now come closer. Zoom in.
Okay, so Kanyakumari is way down, sir.
That's
right. If it is the longest route, it must be way up north.
Very good.
There's two possibilities.
Yes, go for it.
It could be northeast, which would make it a very long train ride.
Okay.
Right.
This is IIT in action.
Or it could be Jammu and Kashmir.
Okay. So which one are you going with?
I feel like the answer is neither. It's something tricky like Nepal or something.
Which one are you going with? Okay, I'll get you out of your misery. It's in Assam.
Right, it was the northeast.
Okay. Okay, also by the way, Kavya,
yes.
You'd love this. Maybe Asma, you'd like this as well. The train has a mini library.
Oh, oh my god.
So cool.
Mere paas bhi sawal hai.
Mere paas ma.
Okay, very good, because you are gonna need it.
Ooh, okay.
What is the name of the iconic toy train in Darjeeling?
The Darjeeling toy train.
Atharva, do you have any answers?
Hilly toy train.
No.
No.
Okay. It's called the Darjeeling Himalayan Railway.
Okay. Why did you say I will need my ma?
Wait, this is perfectly your kind of joke and you're not figuring it out?
No.
It's the Darjeeling Himalayan Railway.
At this point, I have dug a hole and I have put my head inside it for not figuring it out. Okay, I have more. We have 3 UNESCO World Heritage Sites.
This sounds like a WhatsApp forward. Someone in your apartment group sent you. Have we cross-checked?
Yes, we have. It is very legit. First one we already spoke about, which is the Darjeeling Himalayan Railway. The second one is the Kalka Shimla Railway. Teesra kaun sa hai?
It is like connecting two places. So place name railway it is.
Actually, no.
It's not, huh?
No.
So, if it's like heritage, so what about it? It could be the oldest something.
One of those things.
Yeah, one of those.
In fact, you should know this. It's from South India.
Wait.
Come on.
Is it the toy train?
Yes.
Oh, so cute.
Yes. It's called
Ooty.
Yes, it's called the Nilgiri Mountain Railway.
I love the toy train.
So, it's 46 kilometers. It's a 5-hour journey. Very slow train. Passes through 16 tunnels, 250 bridges, and 208 curves.
And this is for children?
No.
Adults can go in it too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My dad refused to take me on it because it took too long. Like, he was
It's the same thing. I didn't take it as well because this was a weekend trip. And yeah. I was like, acha, so if we do this, it's a 5 hours, weekend is gone. So the trip is gone.
Oh, so it is toy train, like it is open and you can just sit, but there are no berths or it is not fully closed.
So the seats are also very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like straight backed seats and
wooden bench.
Wooden, type. Pretty much like that. Yeah.
So, you know, it's a very cool fact about Baroda. Baroda used to have a toy train commissioned by the Maharaja of Baroda State.
Okay.
And it was created because it used to take his children to school. Because they used to get very bored and it used to be an encouragement for them to go to school. So he created a small toy train railway line, which was later put in the central Kamathi Bagh public park. And I, as a kid, have sat in that original toy train also. Now they have changed it and it's a slightly bigger train, so adults can also sit.
Okay.
But at that time, it was only kids 6 years or below could fit inside.
Imagine being like, I don't want to go to school. And your dad is like, let me build you a train.
Yeah,
that's how I would go to school. That's
fair. Okay. Kis station ka naam sabse lamba hai?
Idi enak teriyum. Atharva?
Atharva, that was Tamil, by the
that
way.
That was Tamil.
Yes, yes.
So South India maybe, mostly.
Okay, so it is probably the Chennai Railway Station, right?
That's a very short name, da.
Wait, wait, wait. The full name is Poorachi Thalaivar Dr. M.G. Ramachandran Central Station. Atharva, are you going to be able to read that for us?
I'll try.
Okay.
Poorachi Thalaivar Dr. M.G. Ramachandran Central Station.
Very well done.
Well
Atharva.
Done. Well done.
Wait, wait, wait. Now I'll get back at you, Kavya.
Come on, let's do this.
Okay.
Quick jump out of the country for the longest station name in the world, right?
Ooh.
I'll pronounce it. It is located in Wales. And after I pronounce it, Kavya, you have to take a shot at it.
Okay, fine. Okay. I have friends in Wales.
Lan Vaya Pool Gwyn Gil Gogar Ukraine Drob Ol Landis Liu Gok.
Okay, okay. How about I try?
Try, yes, try.
Lan Vir Pool Gwyn Gil Gogar Ukraine Drob Ol Landis Liu Gok.
I think Kavya beat you on that just because of how sophisticatedly she pronounced everything wrongly.
That's
I'm so sorry to my friends in Wales. Everybody who I know in Wales.
Okay, we'll be writing this down in the description under this video. Please look it up because I don't think any of us have done the pronunciation justice for them to be able to find out.
Correct. So what is this station, Atharva?
So this is in Wales, and in English, this name roughly translates to St. Mary's Church in the hollow of the White Hazel near a rapid whirlpool and the Church of St. Tisilio near the Red Cave. It's like an address.
Yeah, but this is also how in Welsh you can combine words to create one large word. Like I studied Sanskrit in school briefly and they allow you to do that as well. So you'll have one giant word that has all the different markers and Welsh lets you do it too.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
Cool. So apparently this village was given this very long name as a publicity stunt to bring people to the village in the Victorian era of railway tourism.
Ooh.
And it was like unke version of clickbait. They were like, oh, itna lamba naam hai, kuch to hoega.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Also, just to stand in front of that sign, not even be able to fit the name behind you in a photograph. Fair.
Yeah, yeah, very nice, very nice. Okay, now since we're on the longest, sabse lamba railway platform kaha hai?
Duniya mein?
Yes.
Yeah,
Duniya mein, and it's also in India.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yes.
Wait, I know this. Gorakhpur.
So, Atharva, agar hum is podcast 2023 ke pehle record kar rahe hote, you would have been right.
Oh.
Hubli took over that title.
Ah.
Yeah, Gorakhpur is about 1.3 kilometers. Hubli is about 1.5 kilometers long. And dunya ke top four platforms, longest platforms, India mein hai.
Wow.
That is so crazy. Because imagine being late for a train in Hubli and the platform is 1.5 kilometers and you are just running. No way. Okay, my turn.
Okay.
What is the train with the most number of stops in India?
Hey, that Vivek Express, we already said, no? Longest train. So it has to have the most number of stops.
You would think that, but it doesn't have to, right? This train has almost exactly twice as many. Double the stops of Vivek Express.
So Vivek Express had 57. Yeah. That means this has 114.
Yeah, 115. Yeah, close enough.
Okay, okay, okay. I feel like it'll be something from east to west kind of thing.
I love this. IIT thinking. Let's go.
Okay. Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, yeah, ish. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay, okay.
The train I'm talking about is the Howrah Amritsar Express. It has over 100 scheduled stops.
Wow.
And it's... Imagine just stopping everywhere across the whole country.
Won't it be like irritating for many people, like so many stops?
Also, it'd be nice and scenic, okay, and yes, watch yes, the yes, world yes, go yeah, by.
Just go by gently. Yeah. Like, read a book, many books. Okay.
Okay, my turn. Highest railway bridge in the world.
Okay, so are we going to do the IIT thing again?
Yeah, like, railway bridge means it has to be over a river, mountain, something like
that's
that.
That's right. I agree with that. Mountain and river. Good IIT thinking.
Wah, Sherlock, wah.
Okay, mountain, river means where? North, somewhere in the north, Himalayas.
That's right. Very good. Ab naam bata.
Kashmir somewhere.
Kashmir mein. Tu Kanyakumari.
No.
Yes, it's in Kashmir, but where?
Thank you. I was just like, don't interrupt the quiz for a musical interlude. Tell us the answer.
Okay, okay. So it's the Chenab Bridge in Jammu and Kashmir. And it's the world's highest railway bridge. It's 359 meters above the river.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's taller than the Eiffel Tower.
That's right.
How tall is the Eiffel Tower?
It's about 330 meters.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay.
So this bridge was inaugurated recently in August 2022.
And there is a train that runs on it?
That's right. Vande Bharat did a trial run on it.
That seems like the worst train to pick to try on a bridge.
No, they were like, it shouldn't stay on the bridge for long. Fadafad nikal ja, fadafad.
Okay. Okay, anybody has any more? Longest, fastest, shortest?
Okay. So, I really liked this fact, but it's no longer true. Can I tell you anyway?
Yes.
It used to be true between 1998 and 2022.
Okay.
The train with the longest non-stop run.
Okay.
So, what is the longest distance that it has no stops in?
Okay. Yeah, like that. What, 300, 400 kilometers?
Yeah, a little bit more.
500.
Yes, close. Very close. 527. Okay. This used to be true till a couple of years ago, but I found it so interesting. The Trivandrum Rajdhani Express has 528 kilometers non-stop between two locations.
I have no
Trivandrum and Rajdhani.
Yes.
So it's Trivandrum and Delhi.
Yeah, New Delhi. Delhi Trivandrum. Because it's the Trivandrum Rajdhani Express.
I have no clue where to start, where to stop. No idea at all.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just under 530 kilometers between Kota to Vadodara.
Nice.
Oh. You should have got that, Atharva. But now they've got a stop at Ratlam Junction. So that interrupts this little cutie 500.
So sad.
Yeah. Hey, Kavya, you used to do a lot of Shatabdi, right? When you were studying in Chennai, IIT.
Literally every other weekend. The ticket collector was my bestie. He'd be like, namaskarama, every time I showed up at the train.
So any interesting stories from those trips?
You know, I am on a WhatsApp group with two of my friends. And the group is still called Shatabdi. Because we used to take the Shatabdi together. It has been 15 years since we last took the Shatabdi together.
Okay, Okay, I have one more, which is the oldest running train in India.
Are you telling me it's not one of the UNESCO ones?
It's the Howrah-Kalka Mail. It connects Howrah to Kalka, which is in Panchkula in Haryana. Now, it started in 1866. It's now been renamed to the Netaji Express. It's 159 years almost, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. So, apparently, there's also a hospital on wheels. In a train, this hospital, it's called the Lifeline Express.
Oh, okay. Where does it run?
So, it was created to deliver healthcare to remote and like underserved areas where access to medical facilities is very limited.
Okay.
So it offers free diagnosis, medical facilities and some advanced surgical treatment also.
Oh, so does it take like a fixed route like other trains?
No. So it's project to project. The last I read, it was at the Bethwadahari railway station in Nadia district in West Bengal.
Brilliant. Okay, now since we're on concept trains, there are a few more like that. So saal mein ek baar ye train nikalta hai. It's called the Jagriti Yatra. And ye Jagriti Yatra sirf 15 din ke liye hai.
You know, I was supposed to apply some years ago to go on the Jagriti Yatra.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you have to apply?
Yeah. I was working on a project and there's a process that you have to put
Correct.
In.
So this is for young entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And it is for, this journey is for you to connect, network with mentors. So they will guide you on the work that you are doing.
So at each stop, you'll meet mentors.
No, you're on the train, I think. I don't know about that. So,
yeah.
But I think it's you start the train journey and 15 days you're on the train with these people.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's very lovely.
I'm sorry, Kavya, you were saying?
No, I was saying that they have like some age restrictions.
Yeah.
So anybody can apply, but you have to be between 21 and 28. And if you're older, you can apply to teach there, like a facilitator.
Yes, yes.
What an amazing trip.
Okay, so I have to tell you about my favorite concept train that I saw researching this. It's called the Palace on Wheels.
Ooh.
Okay, and it's a luxury tourist train launched in 1982 with the Indian Railways in collaboration with the Rajasthan Tourism Development Corporation. Okay?
Oh, ye mujhe pata hi nahi tha. The Rajasthan angle.
Exactly. So I was thinking when you were talking about the king making a train for his kids. Yeah. Because it's designed like your royalty. So they've got all these really high-end facilities and all kinds of cool things.
And for how many days does it run?
Yeah, so you go on for a week. So it's 7 nights, 8 days.
Cost?
And then you travel across Rajasthan.
How expensive?
Okay, so if you want to live like a king, you got to shell out like
That's
a king.
That's right. Or get my parents to shell out.
Correct, exactly. It costs anywhere between 1.1 and 1.4 lakhs for single occupancy. And the number changes based on the time of the year. So you get better deals in certain times of the year. If you take the presidential suite, who has a presidential suite on a train, right? Anywhere between 2.5 and 3.5 lakhs.
Is it all inclusive?
Yeah, I was going to ask as well.
Yeah, 3 meals, tea, coffee, water, sightseeing, places to shop.
Quick question, guys. Which is the Bollywood song that normally starts Antakshri?
Baithe baithe kya kare kare
kare Prabhu ka naam ma ma.
Right. Mere samne wali khidki mein.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's okay, okay.
Mera naam chun chun chur chun chun chur ta janani mein tu.
Hello, Mr.
Hollywood. It's not that one also.
No, no.
Do you, you also say no, Atharva? You're making us do all the hard work?
Mine, my mundar pe teri
bol raha hai kaga. Can I guess the
I know this song.
Yeah, okay, so sing it again.
Jogan ho gayi teri dulari, main jogi sang laga. Tan 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 tan
tan tan tan. That's Sallu bhai, na?
That's Kavya with the gorgeous, gorgeous Madhuri, who I had a huge crush on when I was in college.
I know that Salman Khan had one insane fight scene in a train recently. Which movie was that?
Oh, that was Pathaan, jahan Salman Khan Shah Rukh ko bachane aata hai.
That's right.
Shah Rukh has a few iconic train sequences.
Oh,
na?
Yes, yes, yes.
Jinke sar ho
ishq ki chaam.
Very nice.
Okay, but not just that one.
Then?
DDLJ.
Yeah, the... Oh, of course. Yes, 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 that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Sahi Raj naam to sunai hoga.
Aur Simran, palat, palat.
I remember bunking college to go watch that movie, and that first scene that where he tries to flirt with her when she gets into the train and they're in that last box.
It was also low-key harassment. Now.
That's true.
In hindsight.
That is true in hindsight, yes, yes.
Anyway,
yes.
And that end scene also where Simran is running to catch the train, Raj is holding out his hand and he's like, and yes, full romance for, it defined for an entire
totally,
generation.
Totally, it. Yeah, but it just occurred to me, itne saal baad, that the first scene and the last scene between them is catching the train.
Ooh, nice
that's
symmetry.
True.
Yeah, it just occurred to me, man.
Okay, pop quiz. What is the station name in the movie? You know, where are they standing? Where Amrish Puri says, ja Simran ja, jile apni zindagi.
Hey, that's Amritsar. No, that's where he goes to like kidnap her, kind
precisely.
Of.
Precisely. What is the station where it was shot?
Oh.
Okay. Not Amritsar, in case you were wondering.
Okay. Was it somewhere in near Punjab? Kind of?
No, actually. Oh. They were filming in Bombay mostly, right? So it is in Apta station in Maharashtra.
Nice.
Okay, so have any of you had an epic I missed the train moment?
No.
No?
No.
If I had a love story like that, I would have missed the train.
Did Atharva?
Not so. My dad has instilled such an anxiety of missing trains,
this
flights,
so
buses. He's just like, nahi, ek ghante pehle ab dekho station pahunch dega hai. Now, and it's he has instilled that in me from such a young age that thankfully
there's
I
no
haven't
chance.
Missed a train yet because okay. I have reached always early enough
okay,
yeah. to
so
catch it.
I had gone for a training. This was somewhere in on the outskirts of Bombay or Pune somewhere. And then I had to come in to take a train because I had a show. So I left the training early. And I was on that ferry that takes you across towards the gateway of India. And I was an hour late already.
Okay.
I got to the station, the train hadn't yet come in.
Oh, wow.
So the train was an hour and a half nice. late, and I managed to get on it.
Yeah. My father says I turned him prematurely grey by always pushing my luck, trying to get on the train. I always make it. I've never missed a train and I hope I don't start now. But I always make it just with enough time to spare.
Okay.
Excellent.
Now let's talk about some Pagalpan. My favorite song. Something that I already referenced
yes.
earlier, but you stopped me from singing.
Go
ahead.
The reason I stopped you from attempting to sing was that I have headphones on. And I know what that sounds like.
No, that is the train. You continue in the background. Why not? The train song. The train song. Anytime you think of Bollywood and trains, most hatke, most iconic train sequence.
Yeah.
SRK and Malaika Arora dancing on the top of a moving train.
Correct.
Oh,
insane. Imprinted. No green screen, no CGI, just real people, real train. It was the Nilgiri Mountain Railway and real risk of falling off.
You know, I remember this. To tab na, online booking ka concept hi nahi tha. You have to go to the theater and stand in line.
Inline booking.
Yes. And, nice. And nice, yes. I remember we were going to watch, not the first show, but some show in the afternoon. People were coming out of the theater and coming and standing in line again. Unko tickets kharidna tha ek aur bar just to watch the song again. And also because tab YouTube bhi nahi tha na, so you couldn't go and watch it at will. You could only watch it in the theater. And people went again and again just to watch that song.
Song manje Malaika.
Okay, it could have been, it could have been Shah Rukh that they were going to watch.
That's
also
true. Yes, that's true.
Okay, and then from there we've had Chennai Express, right?
Yes,
which
yes.
is SRK, Deepika. They made the train journey look like this whole action film.
Correct.
Recently, we also had that Lapata Ladies.
Oh, which oh. I loved that
movie. I love that
movie.
Love that movie, yeah.
This full film based on what happens when a woman gets lost in the Indian train system. And if you have ever traveled in one general compartment, you know how realistic this plot is.
So I have a general compartment story. When I was in college, I was part of the cultural team and we wanted to go to Bits Pilani.
Nice.
So from Bangalore to Bits Pilani in Rajasthan to take part in the cultural fest. Our principal didn't give us permission till one day before we were supposed to leave.
Ooh.
So no train tickets. 25 of us.
Oh my God.
Landed up at the station. General compartment, one coupe.
Oh my
25
God.
Of us adjusting on 6 berths. That is not even a berth. Through the entire trip. And my God, it was...
Wait, how long is the trip?
I think it's a day and a half almost.
Wow.
That's insane.
It was mad. It was mad. It was mad. It was mad.
That is the proper like college cultural experience.
Roughing it out and going
in. Get on the train, go, figure it out. Yeah.
I've also had to travel once on the luggage rack of a Surat Mumbai local. That used to run every day, and I had to go to Mumbai for some inter-school competition.
Right.
And last minute it was. So early in the morning, 5, I boarded. And suddenly, like Navsari and all, a lot of bheed came in. And the crowd pushed me up, up, up until I was on the luggage rack. And I was just crouched up on the luggage rack and just waiting so that I can find one.
I slept on the luggage rack also once.
Yeah.
From Bombay to Bangalore. In the general command. Okay.
Okay, so we've done action, romance, dancing, getting lost. Now, my favorite, which is train poetry.
Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Masaan.
Okay.
There's that song. You know that iconic? Tu kisi rail si guzarti hai. Main kisi pul sa thar thar aata hoon.
Atharva is beating himself on his body, just in case you didn't realize where that sound is coming from. He's doing
chest
thumping.
Body percussion.
Body percussion. Right. Chest thumping body percussion. That's right.
I love Vicky Kaushal in that scene, man.
Yeah, he's, Jim, we're not done talking about Masaan.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He's sitting under this bridge while this train passes, and such a powerful visual. He's like, "Ye dukh kahe khatam nahi hota."
Oh my God, yeah. That movie! I just cried through the whole thing.
Okay. And then that kiss between Ayushman Khurana and Jitendra
this
Kumar.
This is not the same movie, surely.
Yes, it's not. In Shubh Mangal Zyada Savdhan is one of the few gay kisses in Bollywood. It was done near the train door. And was such a lovely moment in that movie.
That's such a great note to end this podcast on, Jimmy. Anyone, does anyone have a if you had to question for us?
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
If you had to describe yourself by a train, what kind of train would you be? So, for example, if you were just taking a metro, local, passenger.
Oh, like that.
Like that. Fast train, slow train. What kind of a train would you be?
I think I would be the Parakum rail only. It'll go at its own pace. You have to figure out whether it'll come to the station or not. It has one route. It's been running that route for 50 years.
Okay.
You know, there's this one kind of train that really fascinated me as a kid. And growing up, when I learned about this technology, I was like, this is the future. Main bada hunga, tab saari train aise hone wale.
Right.
Which was that maglev train.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
those
which used to
crazy.
Run on like magnetic levitation.
Yeah.
Oh.
And there used to be an electrical charge which used to keep the train afloat. So there were no wheels, there was no friction, nothing.
Right,
and it used
to
just glide and.
So what happened to maglev?
I don't know. It was such old technology, 20 plus years.
Yeah.
And I used to think, ki, main bada hunga, tab maglev trains hi honge. Sab. I was so excited, but. Not there anymore. And I don't know what's happened to the technology, but I wish if anyone listening to this podcast has any kind of control over train manufacturing, please consider maglev trains, guys. They are so,
so that's
cool.
A train you would be?
Yeah, I would be the maglev train.
Why?
Because, first of all, cool as a concept. No friction,
cool
no tracks, nothing.
No friction.
It's a good tagline for Adharva.
Cool in theory.
Okay. I think I would be that Utiwala toy train.
Okay.
Yeah, because going slowly, aram se, it knows it has to get somewhere. I'll go at my own pace, look around everywhere, aram se, go through all the tunnels, the curves,
nice.
And land up at destination.
Correct.
So that would be me. Okay, so that's the end of this episode of That's the Thing. We will be back with another episode next week. This is a weekly podcast.
That's the thing.
Please subscribe to the Radio Azim Premji University YouTube channel on platforms that you listen to your podcasts on. And follow us on our socials on Instagram and WhatsApp. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being curious. We'll be back next week. Thank you, Kavya. Thank you, Atharva.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent. This non-commercial program